It's the Business Savvy Mama, episode number 84, how to instantly find more fun as a mompreneur. Welcome to the Business Savvy Mama. I'm your host, two-time mom and two-time entrepreneur, Christy Lingo. After over a decade in business, I've learned that being business savvy is more than just marketing and sales. That's why I help mom entrepreneurs progress from busy to blissful by defining healthy boundaries, creating simple systems, and identifying priorities in both work and home life, all so they can experience their most fun and fulfilled life as a mom and entrepreneur. I'm so glad that you've joined me for this episode, so let's dive into today's topic. When you start a gratitude practice, you quickly start to recognize all the things that you're grateful for throughout the day. And I believe the same can be true for finding fun. Welcome to this week's episode of the Business Savvy Mama podcast, where we will be diving into how to find more fun as a mom entrepreneur. And it's easier than you might think. It's so easy to get caught up in the hustly bustly life of running a family and a business and forget to stop and smell the fun roses. Chances are you do experience some sort of fun or an activity you previously thought was fun on a daily basis. You've just decided that it's normal. It's become a baseline and therefore you no longer recognize it as fun. Or you're so busy that you've scaled back the activities you enjoy to their most basic form, which you don't deem as fun. Can you make the mindset shift that an activity is enjoyable? Or can you make a task amusing? Can you prioritize finding fun in your day every day? If you can, you will start to recognize that it's easier to find fun than you think. Are you ready to stop the squirrel brain and know what to do when you sit down to work? Want to feel more connected to your community, more organized in your space and time, more productive during your workday, and feel more successful overall as an entrepreneur? Then you, my mama friend, need my free list of 30 simple under 30-minute tasks when you don't know what to do. This list is perfect for those days when you finally carve out some time to work, sit down to work, and think, okay, what do I do now? Or when you think, I've got a 30-minute block, but there isn't anything I could do that will make a difference in that time. Now you can know what to do, and you can make an impact even if you only have a short amount of time. To grab your free list of 30 simple under 30-minute tasks when you don't know what to do, simply hit the link in the description or visit bit.ly/30simpletasks. That's bit.ly/30simpletasks to feel more connected, organized, productive, and successful by knowing what to work on, even when you're short on time. Do you truly want to enjoy your mompreneur life more? Then make the mindset shift that you do have fun or you'll find more fun every day. Rather than all work and no play, you'll experience pockets of fun and pleasure all the time. And as I love to point out in my fulfillment productivity cycle, when you feel more fulfilled, you're more productive. And when you're more productive, you free yourself up to find more fulfillment. You can find more fun so simply and easily with subtle mindset shifts. For instance, if you order pizza every Friday night, it might not feel fun anymore. But how could you reframe or make it fun? Make your own pizza? Try a new topping combo? Or maybe you order from a new place? Even just hyping it up a little bit by talking about it at breakfast, like, hey, it's pizza night. Are you guys excited? I am. I don't have to cook. There won't be as many dishes. All really great things. It's so easy to think our lives are mundane or that they lack fun because we've let fun become normal. But in the textbook definition of fun, it means something that you find enjoyable, amusing, or entertaining. And I bet that there are parts of your day that you find enjoyable, amusing, or entertaining. Watching your kids play? Drinking your morning coffee? Watching TV with your spouse after the kids are in bed? It's time we recognize those normal or regular tasks that we find enjoyable, amusing, or entertaining as fun. And you might be thinking, I just need to shift my thinking to find more fun in my day. Yes, yes, and yes. It's all about perspective. When you rush from one thing to the next without taking time to enjoy it, your life might feel lackluster or boring. But when you recognize what you enjoy, appreciate what amuses you, or stay present for what entertains you rather than just rushing to the next thing, you'll feel the benefits of finding more fun. Benefits which include lower stress levels. You know, the stress that negatively impacts your work and family life by causing frustration, a short fuse, sleeplessness, and a myriad of mental and physical health issues. Fun combats stress. Pew, 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 pew. Daily fun might be something like moving your body in a way that you find fun, which will balance out your hormones, or laughing every day to increase the gamma function in your brain. Because through this gamma function, laughter literally heals your brain for better memory function while reducing feelings of depression, anxiety, and sleeplessness. Laughter is truly the best medicine. And there's no denying that having fun creates better relationships with your spouse, your kids, your friends, and yourself. Think of the last time you truly stepped away from all your mom duties and submersed yourself in fun with your spouse, your family, or your friends. Did you fall asleep with a smile on your face? Did you wake up the next morning feeling rejuvenated and with more energy to tackle your day? I want to help you find more fun in every day so every day can have this level of enjoyment and enthusiasm. So, where do we start finding all this fun? Here are three questions to ask that help you immediately find more fun every day. Number one, can you recognize what you enjoy about your day? I started by comparing fun to gratitude in the sense that once you start to recognize it, you'll see it everywhere. What do you enjoy about your day? What's amusing about your day? What's entertaining about your day? Make a note of these things as they occur. Then stop and relish the moment when you're in it. Recognize that that is fun. Number two, can you reframe to find fun? I get that not everything that we do every day is going to be considered fun. But for those tasks and activities that we have to do, but we don't find enjoyment in, can we reframe to find fun? If we hate creating social media content, can we find enjoyment or entertainment in the responses that we get or the connections that we make with our community? If we dislike doing the dishes, can we find enjoyment in a clear sink or a clean kitchen? Reframe what you don't like about a task or activity to find the enjoyable or amusing parts of it. And finally, can you make it fun? Mary Poppins said, "In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun." How can you make those tasks and activities you dread or don't particularly like to do fun? For instance, I hate folding laundry. I am totally guilty of letting clean clothes sit in a dryer or a laundry basket for days, maybe even weeks. That is until I instituted my Friday laundry folding nights. Because my husband works early on Saturday mornings, my family is all in bed by about 9:30 on Friday nights. This is the time when I get to watch my shows like Bridgerton or The Friends Reunion or any number of YouTube baking tutorials uninterrupted and for as long as I like. And I enjoy these shows as I fold the laundry and also while usually sipping an adult beverage. I have figured out a way to make something I do not enjoy fun. Your action step to immediately find more fun in your life is to recognize the parts of your day that you enjoy. Is it your morning coffee, family dinner, TV time with your spouse? Relish in what you do that you actually enjoy. Then, find ways to reframe tasks you don't love in a way that would make them enjoyable. Is there an outcome or a result that you do enjoy? focus on that part rather than the part of the task or activity that you don't enjoy. And finally, find a way to make the unfun fun. Listen to your favorite podcast while doing dishes. Make a recipe that brings you joy when you're dreading making dinner. Create a bedtime routine with your kids that includes enjoyable, calming activities so you end the day on a positive note. And if you're struggling to find fun and enjoyment in your busy life, I want to help. When you sign up for a free clarity call, we'll go over your goals, your struggles, and your schedule to find where we can streamline and simplify your life to make space for what matters to you, all while helping you experience more fun and fulfillment as a mom and a business owner. You can sign up for your free clarity call by visiting bit.ly/BSM book a call. Let's work together to find your fun in every day. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen to this episode of the Business Savvy Mama podcast. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow button. And for even more help with your journey from busy to blissful, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. Just search for Business Savvy Mama. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you become the most fun, fulfilled, happiest, and savviest business mama around.